Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome to Green Mushroom Gaming. I'm your host, Keith, sitting here with two other hosts today. We got David back.
Hooray!
Hooray! And I got Spencer.
I'm always here.
He's here again. That same old guy. Aww. All right. I'm excited. There's three guys again. Different show name, though.
Do we change our name back?
Should we change the name back now?
No.
We're going back, baby.
I got a cup over here if we want to do something cup related.
I'm in, no matter what it could be.
The possibilities are endless.
I have one possibility in mind.
Just one?
Yeah.
With a soothing piano background.
Heavy inspiration from early 2000s internet lore.
What were you saying on the last few episodes about being a little more family friendly? Are we just talking about the name or the content?
Not the content of any of the shows. If you listen to this show, you might want to check out some of other shows on Green Mushroom Media. We got Weekend Watch. We talk about streaming. We talk about movies and shows and all that stuff. We also have a game called It's Called Soccer here. We talk about Premier League. It's fun. You should give them a listen over at greenmushroommedia.com. While you're there, check out our Patreon page. Become a patron. Give us $5 a month. We'll keep making some sick-ass shows. All right, let's talk about some video games and shit, though. Oh, wait. Hey, Dylan, thanks for being a patron, dude. You're my man.
No, he's my man.
What's up, Dil?
Well, I don't know. I guess he's not my man, then.
Not anymore, bitch.
Fuck. All right. Well, Dylan, you're still pretty cool in my book. Let's talk about some video games and shit.
God damn it. We're off to a great start.
It's a good one. Can I just bring up one thing real quick? If you're going to fucking interrupt me, then it better be good.
It's bad, actually. It's really bad.
Well, shit, then no. No, you can't bring it up, then.
Oh, I just broke my back scratcher.
Oh, shit. You were using it to comb your mustache.
I was.
I've seen you scratch your balls and then go straight to your mustache with that for the past, 2 years of doing this show.
And now it's broken.
You
think it was the mustache part that broke it?
Yeah. No, it's your tangled-ass ball hair.
I was gonna say something about Spencer having a powerful mustache, but my mustache is killing it a lot harder right now.
You got the length.
Yeah.
You got the whole Fu Manchu thing going, and it blends into your beard. It's pretty epic.
Yes, it does. Yeah, I'm really enjoying my mustache tonight.
Yeah,
Keith's mustache is on point as well. Yeah. We've all got a pretty rocking mustache game right now.
Keith is like. Every week he looks more and more like
I should live in the hunter. Wild West. Yeah, that's yeah. The 1970s.
1970s Oakland A's. Like he should be out there throwing pitches.
You should have been a pitcher in the 70s.
You should have been on the set of Rust when.
Wow.
Oh, I should not have been there.
Topical.
Well,
all right, let's talk about some video games and shit. Quit interrupting me. Shut up, Spencer.
You shut up. I'm really upset about this.
I know you are. All right, scratch your balls with your fingers like the rest of us. Let's talk about Sony real quick. I want to talk about this, get you guys input. What do you think about them making a PC game launcher like Steam or Epic Game Store or whatever? Because now they're making all their games into PC games.
Why? Why do we need another one? Steam is right there. I can't imagine.
They're not going to. It's Sony. They're just now getting around to porting their shit to PC. You think they're going to play nice with other companies? Of course, they build their own.
I don't understand the. Excuse me. I'm sure there's a math reason behind it, but. Somebody has, it just seems so wrong. Like, I know that Steam takes a cut of all their sales, but wouldn't developing an app from the ground up and having to pay for store for server space to host it, I feel like that's got to cost as much, if not more, than just selling shit on Steam.
Yeah, I was going to say the expense that goes into running something like this also costs. There's a big expense to that. So you're right. I wonder what the cutoff is there. And yeah, Steam does take a cut. And if you're a small-time developer, you're going to get hammered in the ass by Steam taking a cut, but at least you're selling a game. But if you're Sony, can't you go to Steam and be like, hey, we're going to make you a fuck ton of money by putting your games on here. Let's have a different deal. You're Sony. Like, Steam will at least come to the table and talk to you about it, right?
I would assume. I would think so.
I think this is just more of the same Sony behavior that we've seen for years. They seem very insulated and selfish with all of their IPs and all of their ventures. I mean, how fucking long have we been fighting over Spider-Man? It's the same behavior out of this company. It's like I said, it's unexpected, or it's completely expected on my end.
Yeah, I get that completely.
Yeah, and it's like they're finally coming around to making a Game Pass like thing, and yeah, there's still hiccups in that, this being one of them. I don't know. It seems late in the game to come out and just be like, okay, we're gonna make our own launcher like everybody else. I bet you it's gonna be dog shit for the first couple of years too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it'll have like 10 games on it. How many games do they even have on PC?
I don't know. I don't even know, honestly. That's dumb. It's dumb. Sony just cut a deal with Epic Game Store like every other developer ever. But yeah, let's move on. Let's talk about something else. Did you guys hear this little tidbit that Avalanche Studios, the studio behind all the Just Cause games, had been working on an Iron Man game, open world Iron Man game, that they were forced to scrap? I'm really upset about this.
All right, that's so
very unfortunate.
First off, I love Avalanche Studios. I've played damn near every game they've put out.
Just Cause is great. Yeah, Just Cause 2.
3 is the best game. They already made an Iron Man game in the Just Cause 3 DLC.
That's true. The
gear that you get in that DLC turns you into literal Iron Man. So they had it. There's just if they reskinned that, they could have just released the game.
That's why I'm pretty upset about this, though. Like, we could have had a current gen now, the PS5 Series X game, Iron Man flying around, open world. They were saying, like, you could blast people through walls. Like, I don't know. What they were saying this game could have been, and out of Avalanche Studios, I believe it, I'm really disappointed that we didn't get this game. I'm super sad.
Agreed. Oh, by the way, I looked it up. PlayStation PC LLC is Sony's PC gaming arm, has 8 games on Steam.
That's dumb. Don't make a launcher. That's dumb. This is dumb. I mean, unless they go balls out on their Game Pass like service, right? If they have something that then dumps another 30 games on top of that, okay, let's talk about I don't know, something different, right?
Right. Anyway, moving on.
That's dumb. Moving on. Let's move on. I don't even know what to go on to next. Let's hop into an early moment. We got David back. Let's talk some Magic. I know he's got something he wants to talk about, but
thank God I was bad at Magic moments.
Yeah, you were. I listened to every episode. You were terrible at it.
But before you jump into yours, I have this little tidbit that's happening with Wizards. They are bringing in, you know, all these crossovers they're doing. They're bringing in Doctor Who. What do you think about this one? Like, what kind of content is Doctor Who going to bring to Magic the Gathering?
Well, I think it's entirely on brand. What am I trying to say? This is perfectly in their wheelhouse. Yeah, like there's the Venn diagram between Magic lovers and Doctor Who lovers is almost a fucking circle.
I believe they like to be called Whovians.
There you go. I have no idea what kind of cards we're going to see out of it.
Yeah, I'm thinking like a lot of artifacts and stuff.
I'm thinking time-based cards.
Time-based cards for sure. But I don't know. We're going to get like the spanner and things like that. There's going to be fun like items, I think, in this one for sure.
We're definitely getting the screwdriver.
Yeah.
Oh, for 100%.
Absolutely.
It'll be an equipment.
I hopefully we'll get a couple different doctors.
Maybe
different iterations of this and different abilities between them, maybe as well.
Maybe flip cards turning into different doctors.
That'd be cool. Yes.
I still don't like this. I don't like this.
You don't like it? You're going to get butthurt about it?
I guess I don't give a shit about it, really, is more what I should say.
You're not going to really buy into it anyway.
No, I just don't. These crossovers with other IPs are boring to me.
I suppose that that's kind of how these are all going to work. You're either going to love seeing your other fandoms come into Magic, or you're going to be pretty off to it, you know?
Yeah. Like, and again, I don't care that it's a thing. I just don't. I don't have any interest in it.
Yeah,
fair enough.
We'll see once something else you're really into comes around. I don't know.
Fair enough.
I'm trying to think of something mean to say here, but all I can think of are like homophobic things because that's how we've just always made fun of each other.
Because you were born in 1986.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Neither one of you fucking downloaded and played Spellslingers, but I've been playing the crap out of it.
Nope.
Despite me not quite understanding it at all.
So what is it? Magic Spellslingers.
Is it mobile only?
I believe so. I don't know that there's a PC app for it. Yeah, it's just on the Google Play Store and the Apple Play Store is what's popping up when I...
No, there's a PC version on Steam.
Okay. It's monetized, not to the point of being unplayable, but it is noticeably monetized. It is seemingly... Like, what?
So you buy cards or you buy gems or what's your monetization here?
You buy coins and gems, which are the premium currency. Coins are the ones you earn for doing tasks and daily quests, which they kind of throw at you with regularity. You get a new daily quest every hour or so. No, daily. hourly. You get a new hourly. It is seemingly it's a reskin of Hearthstone in my experience. I haven't played Hearthstone for a minute, but it played exactly like this in my memory. And this is just Hearthstone with magic on top of it. The Planeswalkers stand in place of the heroes from Hearthstone and do very similar things. Each one's got, you know, a different modifier, mutator. And they sort of dictate how the deck plays. You get a new gem every turn to power these spells. And, you know, gems are colorless. There's not the bounds of color are just sort of dictated by your planeswalker.
This is weird to me.
Very odd.
I don't know why they would need to make this game. They have a card game. They have a popular card game.
Well,
they...
and it seems almost like they're like, hey, you love Magic, right? Try some Hearthstone. What the fuck? I don't get it. It's like a slide into Hearthstone for Magic players.
Which is, again, really weird. You could push Arena and make a brand new game mode for Arena, right?
Yeah.
Like some sort of turbo Magic. That's not Hearthstone. That's like Turbo Mat.
What's that?
I don't know. Maybe like pull some things from these other card games, but really, there's you need to lean on Magic and not other card games, right?
I've played a home format of Magic before, where you got a one land a turn, and the lands were just sort of generic mana. The card color didn't matter. They produced any color, and you just made a deck of just cards. Me and AJ played this one time. Point is, you could make this fucking mode in Arena instead of a whole other separate app, a whole other
monetary system.
Yeah, monetary system, separate premium currencies, and a separate login. I couldn't log in with my Magic account, my Wizards account. Maybe that was just me derping, but I had to make, I think I just connected it with my Google account or something.
This is weird. This sounds dumb. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm probably never going to play this game, especially
I just don't get it either. I'm with you guys.
Especially with you explaining it to me. Like, you've just further solidified that I don't really want to play this game. I've played Hearthstone. I've played Magic Arena. Those games are fine. They're also not games that I play regularly. So why dive into a combination of the two?
I'm probably going to ride it out to level 20, which is just three more levels. And I'm already pretty bored with it. The appeal is lost on me, honestly.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, sounds weird. Sounds really weird.
But moving on to better Magic news, we've got a new set coming up. Going back to Dominaria. Hopefully that doesn't get tiresome. There's some damn good spoilers this week. We got a Timeless Lotus, 5-drop legendary artifact, enters tapped, and you can tap it for one of each color. White, blue, black, red, green. It's pretty good shit.
That's cool.
We got a Liliana of the Veil reprint.
Oh, that's so nice.
I know. They're going to really bring the price of that card down.
Good. I like them setting the precedent of reprinting cards like that in a standard marquee set.
Yeah.
Rather than waiting for supplemental stuff and not printing nearly as many as they need to drop the price.
Exactly.
I agree. And this is a great card. This is a great reprint.
We've got Ajani Sleeper Agent. They got him, boys. The Phyrexians got Ajani.
Ajani gonna be completed.
He costs one, a green, a white, and a green-white hybrid Phyrexian symbol. So you can pay this with green, white, or two life. It comes in starting loyalty 4. If you pay the 2 life for the Phyrexian cost, mana cost, he enters with 2 fewer loyalty counters, which feels kind of lame.
That's interesting. Well, I kind of like that, though. There should be a drawback to being able to cast it for less mana.
Yeah, the drawback is you lose life.
Well, there should be a better drawback because life.
But you're running white, right?
Yeah, and green.
Yeah, so like life, who gives a fuck?
Sure. Fine. All right. Plus one. Reveal the top card of your library. If it's a creature or planeswalker card, put it into your hand. Otherwise, you may put it on the bottom. -3. Distribute 3 +1/+1 counters among up to 3 target creatures. They gain vigilance until end of turn. -6, you get an emblem with whenever you cast a creature or planeswalker spell, target opponent gets 2 poison counters. That's gross.
That's pretty nasty.
Yeah, that's real nasty.
We got another planeswalker, Karn, Living Legacy, 4 miscellaneous for a 4 starting loyalty. +1, create a tapped Power Stone token. It's an artifact with tap, add colorless mana to your mana pool. Damn it, I can't read this damn card.
Okay, all right, I dig that.
Why can't I make this bigger?
That's what she said.
You cannot.
Sorry, I've been watching a lot of The Office.
Sorry, that print was really, really small. You can't spend this mana. to cast non-artifact spells. So you can only spend it on artifact spells. Can you use it on artifact abilities? Does not say. I'm going to assume yes. Minus one. Pay any amount of mana. Look at that many cards from the top of your library. Then put one of those cards in your hand and the rest on the bottom of your library in a random order. Minus seven. You get an emblem with tap an untapped artifact you control. This emblem deals one damage to any target. That's pretty gross.
That's fun.
Yeah. That's a neat thing.
That's a good card.
It is.
Looks like the Phyrexians also got their hands on the Weatherlight. Because we've got Weatherlight completed. Two for a 5/5 legendary vehicle with flying. As long as Weatherlight completed has four or more Phyresis counters on it, it's a Phyrexian creature in addition to its other types. Whenever a creature you control dies, put a Phyresis counter on Weatherlight completed. Then draw a card if it has seven or more Phyresis counters on it. If it doesn't, scry one.
I like that.
There's no crew cost. You can't. It's a nothing until it builds up. That's interesting. Let's see. We got Hazazon, Shaper of Sand. What was the last Hazazon card we saw? He had something to do with sand tokens back then, too. Is this the same card?
It's not the same card. No, it's an updated version of it.
Okay.
Here, I'll pull up the original.
I'll read the new one while you
all right, read do the that. New one.
All right, he costs red, green, white, for a 3/3 legendary human warrior. He has Desert Walk, can't be blocked as long as the defending player controls a desert. Very flavorful. That's fun. You may play desert lands from your graveyard. That's useful as fuck. And whenever a desert enters the battlefield under your control, create two red 1/1 red, green, and white sand warrior creature tokens. Yeah. So what did he do originally?
Four red, green, white, so seven total cost. He was a 2/4. When he enters the battlefield, create X 1/1 sand warrior creature tokens that are red, green, and white at the beginning of your next upkeep, where X is the number of lands you control at that time. When he leaves the battlefield, exile all sand warriors.
That's a
significantly worse card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's way better. Like, you can pack your deck. This could be a good commander. Packing your deck with desert lands to get the utility from sacking those and getting all that synergy going. That's good shit.
Yeah.
What set did he come out in originally? That's an old card.
Legends.
That was back in the day. Man, there's a whole bunch of other spoilers. Go check those out on Mythic Spoiler. But I did want to end this off with they announced the upcoming sets for through the end of next year.
Saw that. Read them out. These look good.
Yeah. So we've got Dominaria United next. That's going to be, man, is that next weekend or the weekend after? It's coming up quick.
Weekend after, I think September 7th, something like that.
Okay. After that, we've got the Brothers War. God, move around.
Awesome. We knew about that one. That one they've announced.
After that, in winter 2023, we've got Phyrexia. All will be one.
Oh.
Spring 20. What is. They typoed here. I'm so confused. This says winter 2023, and then it goes back to spring 23. I don't even know how they did this. This is a clusterfuck. Anyway, I'm just going to read it out in the order. Phyrexia all will be one. March of the Machine after that. More Phyrexia. They are fucking on the move because now they've got their hands on Planeswalkers. That's what they wanted. March of the Machine, the Aftermath. And then we're going to get away from some Phyrexians with Wilds of Eldraine, going back to the fairy tale plane. And then we've got the Lost Caverns of Ixalan. So going back to Ixalan. A
couple of returns. after a whole bunch of returning. So basically they're doing another like big story arc. It's like five sets or something that all deal with the Brothers' War and the Phyrexians and whatnot.
Is the Brothers' War going to be just a remaster? Or is it like a time thing? Are we going back to the past?
I think so, probably. That'd be
my okay. guess. But I'm here for that.
Like four sets in a row that all deal with the Phyrexians.
I mean, this is the next set deals with the Phyrexians. The Brothers' War, I'm sure there's going to be some. No, that's a little before the Phyrexians. The Phyrexians were kind of brewing in the background during the Brothers' War, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, correct. There was a whole thing with them from that time period.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. Pretty like five sets here of nothing but a Phyrexian onslaught and then the aftermath.
It's funny you say that because Onslaught the set was the Phyrexians.
Yeah.
Onslaughting.
I threw that little Easter egg in there.
I pointed it out.
I'm playing 5D
chess.
Found
it immediately. Damn, I'm good.
All right, I'm all tapped out.
We gotta move along. Yeah, we gotta push forward. That was a nice long moment.
Some catching up to do.
To welcome David back, but let's move right along. We got some other stuff to talk about. One of these things that I think we need to talk about is Apple. Did you guys read about Apple's giant security vulnerability thing?
No, that one I missed.
I missed that one.
So if you have an Apple product, like that's iPhone, iPad, Mac, pretty much anything, past iPhone 6S, which is a long fucking time ago.
Like older than 6S?
No, newer.
Newer than, yeah, okay. Anything past 6S.
Success.
You need to update it immediately. There was a massive security vulnerability that they found that people could access, like your administrative, like that they could just hack in and become an administrator on your phone, lock you out fairly easily, I guess. So they did release an update. So if you have anything newer than a 6S in an iPhone, iPad, or Mac, you're going to want to push an update real quick if you haven't already. It should have came out like last week that this update hit. I don't have
an idea. Crazy, man.
That's a long time ago that the 6S came out. Like, how long has this been going on? How long is this vulnerability slip past them?
Yeah, how is this just now coming to light?
Yeah, I'm really, really curious to see what more comes of this story, to see what kind of after this comes right before they're supposed to announce the iPhone 14 too. So I don't know, iPhones sell like crazy. I don't know if this will hurt them too bad, but you gotta assume it's gonna do something.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like their ubiquity kind of just kind of helps anybody trying to capitalize on this. There's going to be plenty of people that don't get the message, that don't update their phones, and they're going to, anybody looking to capitalize on this is going to have a nice deep pool to fish from.
And I don't know why they didn't make a bigger announcement of this. They did, I guess they did make an announcement. Do either of you have an iPhone? Laura has an iPhone, right? Do you have
an
iPhone?
I'll check with her about that for sure.
I wonder if they gave them a push notification or something too, because they really should have. Because what I'm reading here is like hackers were already abusing these vulnerabilities. One of the software weaknesses affects the kernel. So yeah, they had access to like everything on your devices.
Wow.
That's fun.
That's insane. That's a big no-no. That's a big fuck-up. So I guess it affects the WebKit, which is the underlying technology of Safari. So, like, that's a lot of passwords and sensitive information there. I don't know. This seems like a big fuck-up for, like, neither of you to have heard about it either. You know?
Yeah, I completely missed it this week. Yeah. I've been following. Did you post this in one of our
Yeah, it's in GMG. I found it on Ground News, so it was published in a few different places, but obviously they didn't make a very big story out of it, which is kind of fucked up too. They should have really been trying to protect their users.
Oh. Yeah, we're gonna have to check everything, I guess. That's crazy.
Yeah, wild shit. Wild shit. All right, that's the last thing I really wanted to bring up. Let's move on to some news. Spencer, what you got for us in the news?
All right, let's go over a couple of little things here. A few game announcements. First up, did you guys see that there is a Killer Clowns from Outer Space game coming?
What? Like, what kind of game?
Multiplayer, asymmetrical multiplayer horror.
I was hoping something like
yes.
that. Oh, man.
That's fun.
I like that. This is gonna be a wild game. I wonder. I hope it's not like crazy expensive.
It's coming from the same developer, the who did the Friday the 13th game, etc.
Okay.
So that style. It seems like they're really trying to make every horror franchise into one of those games.
Yeah.
And frankly, those games are fun, especially if you play them with people you know.
And I feel like Killer Clowns is going to do well. Like, they've got a variety of clowns that can have different abilities. They've got the fucking man-eating popcorn and shit.
It still locks
you in. This is going to be fucking goofy.
It still locks you in, like, I don't know. Dead by Daylight and stuff has the ability to branch out across all horror, where this still does lock you in. So that's been the downfall of their previous games as well. But I like Killer Clowns better than... I think I'd want to play this more than Friday the 13th, honestly.
This is going to get all the juggalos playing this. If they're playing Dead by Daylight, they're going to switch over.
The only reason I didn't like Dead by Daylight really was because even with all of the skins of different franchises they bring in, it's still basically the same game. It's just now he looks like the killer from Scream. Oh, now he looks like Michael. Like, it's still the same game.
They do have like different abilities and stuff. So it changes things around, but they really lean on balance in that game. And I agree with you, but I do think it's for a reason that that's a pretty competitive game. It's become.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's not. What I'm saying is that it's. Feels more generic than a game that is specifically about a franchise.
Right. That's and I totally agree with you. Like it's got its own place where this one is going to do a deep dive into Killer Clowns, you know. Right. It's going to be all Killer Clowns.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why I like the specific franchise games more than Dead by Daylight. What else we got here?
Get this on Game Pass or something.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We got an announcement and a release date finally for Dead Island 2.
I'm excited about that.
That one's looking good. It's coming the date? February 3rd.
Nice.
So not that far away.
It's coming up.
We got a new trailer for Lies of P. You remember that? That Souls-like Pinocchio game.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what this shit's all about. You said we got a date? I'm
interested.
Just a new trailer.
Okay.
Let me make sure. Yeah, no date quite yet, but it is going to be Game Pass day one.
Sick.
Sometime next year. That's where we're sitting right now. But the new trailer looks pretty slick. Last but not least, we got a announcement at Gamescom of a Dune open world MMO.
Fuck yeah.
This one, there's a trailer for it, and man, does it look pretty sweet.
This is all platforms too, PS5, series, all next gen platforms, new gen, PS5, Xbox series, and PC. So that's exciting. This is gonna be wild.
Yeah, absolutely. As an MMO too.
Yeah.
Like the Dune universe, super, super ripe for an MMO.
This is good time for it too. You know, the Dune movies are coming out. They're getting fresh eyes on it. The technology's up to par of what a Dune game needs to be. I'm excited for this. This has a lot of promise.
Yeah. They're launching a beta soonish.
I gotta have to sign up for that shit.
So that's pretty sweet. That's it. That's the way the news goes.
Very cool. Well, then that's the way the show goes. That's it. Done. Wrap it on up. I'm happy with this one. Good to have you back, David.
Good to be back.
Spencer, whatever. thank you again, Dylan, for being our patron. If you want to be a patron, get a shout out in our shows. Go over to our website, greenmushroommedia.com. Become a patron. We'll be really happy about it. We'll also have some cool new stuff coming to the Patreon benefits, so keep an eye out for that. Get in on the ground floor. Ground floor action. And that's it. That's all we got. Thanks for hanging out. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, at Green Mushrooms. All that good stuff. Come join our Discord. Love to talk to you guys. Adios.